Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Epiphany. What is that, a disease? You know, we use these words a lot in the church. Epiphany. Also sounds like it could be a dessert, doesn't it? Hey, you want some epiphany? No, thanks. I'll pass. Well, as I was thinking about this, I had an epiphany. Was that pretty bad? I know. Get the jar. Okay. An epiphany is a revelation or a reveal, something that's hidden, something new. So it's revealing something new. All right. Now, today is actually the commemoration of the baptism of Jesus. And if you notice, I have the baptismal font up here. So as you come through for communion, I want you to put your fingers in it, make the sign of the cross, in commemoration of your baptism. I mean, because let's face it, that brought us into the family of Christ, right? Well, if this was an Orthodox church up in the north of Russia and that kind of thing, you would actually go out on the ice, dig a hole, and everybody would jump in the water and go underneath the water three times. You know what? I think I'll pass. But today, there's two things. First of all, this is the end of Christmas. That's what Epiphany is. It's the end of the Christmas season. So what happens after church today, the Advent wreath, all the white and everything, Christmas trees should be put down. Okay? Why? Because Christmas has ended. We celebrate Christmas for 10 days. It's not just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and we're done. It's a major festival, and it's important. But it finishes with the visit of the three wise men. Well, right. Well, we just sang, you know, we three kings of Orient are. But they weren't kings, were they? What were they called? The Magi. All right, well, let's talk about this for a second. So were they Christian? No. Were they Jewish? No. Well, then why are they so important? There's a good question, isn't it? How many of you ever thought about that or had a sermon on that or knew about that? Good. Well, it's good that we're talking about what's in Matthew today. All right. What English word has the word magi in it? Magic. Oh, magic's to be avoided at all costs, isn't it? Isn't it awful? Well, stop and think here for a second. What's the difference between magic and a miracle? Okay. Well, something great. Okay. Now stop and think about this. I already talked about my witness today with leukemia, right? We had a laying on of hands. My leukemia went bye-bye through the power of God. Is that magic? Yeah, it is. But it's also a miracle. Okay. So what is the difference then between magic and miracle? And why is the Bible so clear about magic is bad? It's the intent in which it's used. All right. The historian Philo, and this is, he lived from 20 before the Christian era to 50 Christian era. Okay, right over there, time of Jesus. He was at Rome, and they brought a bunch of Jewish magicians who healed a man in front of the emperor. Both. Philo talked about it, and the Jewish historian Josephus talked about it. So, is that magic evil, or is it good? See, what you got to do, there's an intent. Many of you know the fact that I have participated in an exorcism. When I was on my vicarage year, we had a former priest and former nun who were married, and she was possessed. So we went to the Catholic priest and would say, look, she needs an exorcism, because they had been members of the Catholic clergy They were not allowed to do that. So we went to the bishop and asked for special dispensation, and he said no. He said, look, as Lutheran pastors, you're just as much recognized by the Roman Catholic Church as Catholic priests as a Catholic priest is. He said, do the exorcism. Well, we're not really trained in stuff like that. You know the story of The Exorcist, the movie? That was a Lutheran kid and it was a boy. They went to St. Louis and St. Louis said, we can't help you. And they sent him to the Catholic Church who did the exorcism. You know, that's a real story. Okay. So we did this exorcism. I have never been so scared in my life. We were thrown out of the room. I heard out of this gal's mouth coming Latin, Greek, and Aramaic all at the same time. That's when I found out evil was real. Okay. So if that is magic too, is that good or bad? Bad. But yet, what the Jewish philosophers did for the emperor, who were Jewish priests, was that good or bad? Good. You know, so it's just like anything else. It's intent. Miracles then. Okay. I think it's a miracle that the three wise men came, don't you? They were priests of the Zoroastrian religion in Persia. That's about as far-fetched from what we have here, either as a Christian or Jewish sect, as you can get. You remember the music, remember the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, came out in 71? They had this huge scene, bum, 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 ba-da, London Symphony. Great recording, okay? It's called Thus Spake Zarathustra. Zarathustra was the head priest of the Zoroastrian religion. In the Zoroastrian religion, you have Zoroaster and you have Ahriman, the god of good, god of evil, fighting each other. Light, darkness. Sound familiar? Okay. Same basic tenets as Christianity. And we're stuck in the middle. Are we stuck in the middle between Jesus and Satan? Okay. So that's why when we look at a lot of stuff like this, those stories aren't necessarily bad. So we have three priests of that religion coming to see the Savior of the world. Did they say, sorry, you're not Zoroastrian, so we can't, you know, come and visit you? See what I'm getting at in this? They came to see. And we know that they were led there by the Star of the East, right? There was a great song, and I've thought about doing it here. My grandfather, every Christmas Eve every Epiphany for almost 60 years, sang this song. It's called Star of the East. Star of the East, I'm longing to come visit. It's the story of this. All right, so we have the three magi, the three magicians, coming to honor the Christ child. Have you ever heard that story before? Probably not. But yet Matthew thought it was important enough to put in the Bible, didn't he? Now, did it actually happen? Who knows? Okay, because Matthew is the only source that we have that in. But I think it's telling us something, that Jesus is not just for the Christians. He's not just for the Jews. He's for everybody. That's the importance of this story today. But now think about Jesus. What's the other thing we celebrate today? The turning of the water into wine at the Feast of Cana. Miracle? Magic? Yes. Good? Yes. Now, here's the thing that I've always found interesting. The steward of the feast. Now, this is a marriage wedding feast back then. It probably lasted 4 days. Man, that's a heck of a thing to have a party last for 4 days. Got to have a lot of booze and food, right? They ran out of wine. Wine steward goes up to Mary. Why would he go up to Mary? Says, we're out of wine. What are you going to do? Well, I have a feeling it was one of the brothers and sisters getting married, and all Jesus and the apostles were there. So like a good mom, she goes over to Jesus, and she says, Jesus, you got to help. What did Jesus say to her? It's not my time. Come on, Mom. It's not my time yet. Can't you just hear that? So what does he do? Well, here's where it gets interesting. This water was stored in these big clay pots, about this big. Why? Because that water was to be used in baths for ritual cleaning of the body before going to the temple. What would we call that? Baptism. So he turned baptismal water into wine. We have both baptism and the Lord's Supper as miracles on the same day. How many of you have ever thought about it that way? See what I'm getting at? There is so much in the Bible that's right there in front of us, and we don't see it because we've never seen that. But the two basic things that are so important to all of us, being baptized into the family of Jesus Christ and communing with him with the water and the wine, we commemorate today. So as we are thinking about what's going on today, say a prayer to Jesus. First of all, for the gift of baptism, and secondly, for the gift of the wine as miracles for each one of us. And may these miracles help keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.